talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And it's a getaway Friday, and it's also Good Friday, Friday, April the 19th, 2019. 4/19/19, here we are, Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, and the Wheeze on the Exchange Club. Now, why are you laughing? That's his name, the Wheeze.
It's fine. It's his pet name for me.
We're not going to go through it again, but we're all here on this Friday, on this Good Friday. When other people take the day off, by goodness, not us. Here we are on this wet and gloomy Friday. I was thinking as I was driving in this morning, Charlie, we should have took the day off.
Yeah, well, it's Good Friday, and a lot of things... Well, let's see, a lot of things won't happen today. A lot of businesses...
schools are closed.
Kinda, yeah.
Banks are open.
Are they?
I went through the bank this morning.
Yeah, I did see some cars around one of the banks that normally I don't see any.
Well, I'll tell you this morning, I go through McDonald's every morning to get a beverage, and I always know when school is out because you get these big orders, and then I have to wait while the kids are in the back of the car going, I want the hash brown or the hot cakes.
Hot cakes with sausage.
And then you hear the lady say, is that all? No, no, hold on, hold on. And then I get furious, and I think I'm going to have a stroke.
Honk?
No, I just get angry. That's all. So that was my morning this morning on Good Friday.
I guess Burger King had quite a few today, too.
When school's out, those lines get long. Now, on a normal Friday, I could have been in and out of there in 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. What do you want? Diet soda, $1, you're in, you're out. Not this morning.
Not this morning. No. 20 minutes.
I came by Applebee's, and they're crowded already today.
And tonight, they're going to be even more crowded because myself and Jennifer and Wheeze are going to go to Applebee's at 7 p.m. And
wow. I haven't confirmed that.
Listen, Jennifer, but maybe Heather?
You wear the pants. You just tell her.
Brandy knows what her name is.
You're going to come, Brandy, tonight? You don't have to order any food. You can just sit there and drink water if you want.
You can't go to Applebee's and not order food.
Charlie will be at the fish fry, right?
No.
You're not going to the fish fry on Good Friday?
No, I had to lean back on salty things.
Oh, right. Then you can't have that fish.
I'm very...
Just tell me you want it with no salt.
No.
It's got breading on it.
I don't think that's how fish fry
works. Got a bad heart.
You do?
Yeah, just
you can have mine. I would give it to
Boy,
you.
Boy, I tell you... When you go to, like in Marion, to the heart clinic, and you say, no salt, no salt, and they get really angry. Ooh, and I said, you mean I can't eat a bologna? Oh, no. Or my Jimmy Dean breakfast? Ah.
Anything frozen in a box, though, that's going to be high in salt. You can do it in moderation,
everything
though.
Is,
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So...
You ever try eating no salt items?
I thought you said no. I thought she said conservative. That's how it came through my earphone. And I thought, oh, here she's going already. She's trying to be political already. Preservative. I thought you said
Democrats don't eat that frozen stuff.
And I thought, how are Republicans responsible for Charlie's breakfast? When she said, oh, those conservatives.
Thanks, Trump.
Man alive. We got so
frozen
much to cover
food.
Here. So you're welcome to come to Applebee's tonight to the big dinner.
Oh, really?
We're going to call it the Last Supper because it's on Good Friday.
I'll be elsewhere tonight.
See, where are you going?
I'm going to church.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
We could all go to...
A lot of people are going to church tonight.
Well, I'll stop like in on my that. Way there. My church is a little earlier.
Sure. Well, you got a church right across from where you live.
Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah, sure. I can go in there.
Yeah, I can just picture you.
You don't think I can be in church?
I don't think you should be in church.
I will be in church tonight. I'm going to go to the service. They've invited me over. They sent flyers.
Is it
over
a real
to my
church?
Neighbor. Yeah, it's a real church.
You sure it's not like a camper? Like a
No,
it's
a that's Dayspring.
Dayspring
they
Church.
They have over 1,000 people going there every week.
It's what?
Wesleyan, right?
You know, Dayspring... Yeah. Took up a collection last week, $141,000 their
Isn't
people
that
gave.
Can you imagine what it'll be on Sunday for Easter?
Probably equal.
I bet 150. Mm-hmm. I bet they break 150,000.
But at the same time, they have a huge building to maintain.
And services for people in the community.
That's right. And they provide, well, I suppose, a rental space for a lot of different organizations meet there.
But I will be there tonight.
Well, good.
Yeah.
What time?
6 p.m.
Okay.
How are you supposed to go to Applebee's instead?
I'm not going
to
stay long.
You can't bail
out on Applebee's is just up the road.
The Day Spa or Springs.
I'll be at the Day Spring at 6. I'll say what I'm thankful for.
What are you thankful for?
Well, it's a private matter. It's a private matter.
It's not Thanksgiving.
You have a dual
engagement.
What do
you do on Easter? Repent?
No, you hunt for eggs.
He already vague booked about his
vague booked?
Yes.
Are you... I don't think my earphone's working today. What are you... You're talking in like a different language.
Does that mean fake Christian?
What's vague book?
What's that?
No, have you ever heard that, Charlie? Hold on, before she explains it. Have you ever heard that, Charlie?
The what?
Vague book.
Vague book?
Yeah.
No.
No,
I had
okay.
to explain LMAO to Charlie. Come on.
He does
listen,
it all
Charlie,
the time.
Charlie's on Facebook. Charlie emails. Charlie does it all.
Yeah.
You act like he's out of touch.
It's because you put posts on Facebook that give the barest amount of information and everyone has 25 questions about it, and then you just say, can't tell you, it's a private matter.
Well, that's my prerogative.
That's vague booking. You're being vague.
Oh, I vague booked.
Yes.
I didn't.
Yes.
Well, last night I had a conversation because I did not know what Snapchat is. I had no idea what Snapchat was. So this person who was, I don't want to say their name because maybe they don't want me to, but they were young. And they said, you need to get on Snapchat.
Oh, you got
to
be careful.
And I said, I don't even know what Snapchat is. And I said, you know, I really sounded out of touch. Because, do I need to go download this from somewhere? Is this a website I
is
need to go to?
This on a floppy disk?
And the person, it's an app. It's an app. I said, okay. And the person said to me in front of a group of people, they say, join Snapchat. And I said, why would I do that? And they said, well, you can be my best friend on Snapchat. And I said, well, we're not best friends here. Why would we be on Snapchat? And that got a good laugh from the people around us. I think this person was probably not happy that I said it, but, you know.
Because I think it's the content of what you send on Snapchat.
But what's vague about that vague book? What, that's what happened.
Well,
is there
I'm
a
not
P?
Referring to that one. I'm referring to the one that was relating to the conversation we just had where you said there were a bunch of things to be thankful
Charlie,
for.
Charlie, my... Get on Snapchat if it's free. Is it free?
Yeah, it's free.
Yes.
Okay,
free?
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't want to get on anything else. Facebook's
you get
enough.
To put
it's enough.
Little deer antlers on yourself.
No.
But what did I post that was vague? Hold on. You've called me up.
Oh,
earlier
goodness.
On, he calls me whatever he said. I don't remember most of the things he says.
Me and either. I can't even.
Unemotional, emotionally detached.
He
and
is.
Now you're saying
you had,
I'm vague.
You had a post about being really happy lately, and everyone asking
you. Oh, I am really happy
you,
lately.
Because of me.
But everyone was asking you why.
Well, I don't think they need to know my stuff.
But then why did you put it on Facebook?
Listen, real stuff's going on in my life, but I'm not going to come here and talk about it on the radio.
He's going to do it on Snapchat.
Yeah, I'm going to Snapchat it.
I've talked to several doctors in the last few weeks about, you know, they have the HIPAA thing where a doctor cannot reveal to anyone what they're doing, and yet... You can go on Facebook and in great detail and tell every intravenous injection you're having and every breath you take.
Well, see, that's what I believe people
every
shouldn't do.
Make.
And that's why when I get on Facebook, I feel it's good to say that you're having a good time, but I don't think you need to go into detail. Why do you people need to know what I'm doing?
Because you're just fishing that I'm having a good time, but you have to say why.
No, that's
because
fishing on their end.
People make up their own narrative about why you're so happy.
Well, go ahead. Whatever.
Right.
Doesn't bother me.
Because you met somebody new on Snapchat.
Yeah, that's right. I Snapchatted with somebody.
And that could go
that,
weird.
That young person.
Oh, man.
They really are best friends now.
That's right. We're tight now. This is good. We'll get to the announcement because we don't want to forget that. All right.
We're already past time.
I know. Boy, we've held it up.
Promises. You're going to be late to Applebee's. I can't. I'm not
vague
going.
Vague book. Vague book.
He'll be late.
We should have just vague booked this announcement.
I vague book at home.
I love expanding your vocabulary.
A vague book's a good one. I'll use that now all the time. That's the kids. All right, go ahead. It's your announcement, Wheeze.
You can't do that.
Well, I'll make one. There are two big announcements going on. One is now on every Friday. It's a permanent deal now. Joining Charlie and Brandy and Marge and I when she gets back will be Wheeze every Friday on this show. He's a permanent fixture now. Until we can't stand him anymore.
I'm like Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, Marge, please come back.
Yeah. The only other Wheeze I knew was on a TV show. The wife of...
George Jefferson, Wheezy.
And I look like her.
Similar. You don't have the raspy voice, though.
I can't do that.
What was his name? The short guy?
Sherman
George.
Hemsley.
George. Yeah, oh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sherman Billingsley?
Hemsley.
Hemsley, yeah.
We need an interpreter for this show.
Yeah. We're all becoming hard of hearing or something. Yeah.
But
I don't know.
So Wheeze is a regular member of the group now.
Congratulations on joining this chaos.
Thank you.
Yeah, chaos. Well, by the way, Charlie, I saw our dear friend Marianne Michaels this week.
Oh, really? Okay.
I did. I had not seen her. She was with us for the first 6 years, right. And then she retired. And I got to see her and say hello, and we had a nice little chat. Now, part two of the announcement, that's number one, is that the Wheeze will be here every Friday until...
And Saturday. I'm going to do a show, a three-hour show, Saturday mornings. We're going to have... Well, what's the first show? May 4th?
May 4th will be the first show. That'll be the launch date.
We're going to have an A-list celebrity on the show. We're going to have a lot of giveaways. It's going to be interactive. I'll bring some T-shirts up, give them away. People can stop by and say hi. Yeah, hats.
Giveaways?
Yes, giveaways.
What's the time? Did you tell them the time?
Well, it's 7:15 to 10 a.m.
7:15 to 10 a.m. live every Saturday morning.
It's
the Weasel Show starting May 4th.
Are you
going to
give away food?
If you'd like, with no salt.
Are you going to get up, Charlie, at 7 on Saturdays to listen?
Yes, you will. Charlie, you got to promote this.
You know, I listen to The Garden Man on Saturday morning.
I thought he died.
Oh, no, God, no. Bees, you're up against what? The Garden Man. You're going to get killed.
I have a gnome at home.
Oh, no.
I'll bring it in if that'll flip Charlie over.
I don't know if one gnome's going to do it.
I've got a good friend that does that syndicated car show. On Saturday mornings, too.
Whiz. You are.
I've got competition out
there. You're in trouble.
Yeah, but I can plant. I'll plant something live on here.
You're going to have to do good.
I'll try and get my medical card.
I cannot believe. I forgot that you'd be squaring off with the Garden Man.
Yeah,
there's
no, you didn't
for you
forget. That's why you put me in that time slot. Well, I can't go up against a gardener.
Well, maybe if you give some gardening tips.
Some what?
If you give some gardening tips.
Well, the Weasel Show, people might confuse that for a gardening show. Until they
a rodent in your garden.
Until they tune
a weasel in your garden.
Talk
weasel
about
in
how
your
to
garden.
Get rid of weasels.
But
that's
so
code.
The first show will be Saturday, May the 4th. We will have live programming on this station 7 days a week. The only station in Marion to have that happen.
Wow.
That will start Saturday, May the 4th. It'll be pre Cinco de Mayo Eve, and
we can drink on the air. Can
I
you do that?
Drink.
No, you can't drink on.
Why? As long as I don't sign the thing.
We do that every Christmas Eve, Charlie.
That's right.
We drink on the air. Yeah, we do.
I
forgot about that.
I don't.
Oh, excuse me.
You're not a drinker?
I don't drink.
What about Saturday morning?
Nope.
You don't drink?
No.
Does your husband?
No.
So the first show will be
an
A. Now, what do you think is an A-lister?
Her initials are BS.
That's similar to what the description of the show will be.
You're the one who named it. I told you we should have named it
BS.
No,
I didn't say the name.
What?
I said that's just what the show will be.
No, it won't. This is going to be good quality family fun.
All I know
with gardening
is...
and no salt food.
Oh boy.
And you'll be up against WTVN too.
Yeah,
their call in
our gardening show.
Man, I don't feel like Charlie's back in this deal. Like I,
well, Charlie's. I just want to hear Charlie start to sell the show starting today. Tune in Saturday morning for the Wheeze.
If not, just tune in to everybody else on the cartoons.
Now, I won't
that's
be doing
a challenge.
It. I won't
that's
be.
That is a challenge.
He'll say, tune in Saturday morning for the Wheeze. Now, I won't be. I'll be listening to the garden show. But
yeah.
Now, you can tune in if you like. But
it'll
be
fun. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
There are going to be giveaways.
Lots of giveaways.
There's going to be guests.
Guest.
My tongue. Oh, God, that hurt.
Are you all right?
Gee whiz.
That looked like a weird kiss, like you were coming in for like...
I've
like
never done that before. How do you bite your tongue on the air like that? Have you ever done that?
I thought he was
my tongue's
stroke.
Not that long.
Oh, man, that hurt. Okay.
Charlie didn't have a long tongue.
You might have to pinch hit this show. I might have an injury.
You can't go to Applebee's now.
That's what you do. Are you trying to get out of this tonight?
Kind of.
You're not getting out of it. Okay. We show... Saturday mornings, May the 4th. Big A-list guests.
What is it called? Have we said the name of it?
Four different things, so we got to pick one.
We have screwed this
whichever one is going to crush the garden guy.
BS.
Yeah.
So,
big. Oh.
Go ahead. Charlie has a question here. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you the name of your show.
Scott wants to call it the Weasel Show, or just Wheeze,
okay.
Or
what
Bill.
Do you mean Scott wants to call
Wheeze,
it?
If you please.
Wheeze, if you please.
They will. I'll do my best to please.
And Wheeze sometimes is a Okay. But anyway, the point of the show is Saturday morning, May the 4th, 7 to 9 a.m. No, 10.
Oh, man.
God, I can't promote it.
This is going great.
7 to 10 a.m.
It feels like it is.
No, I listen to the garden guy. But Saturday morning, May the 4th, 7
too.
To 10 a.m.
We'll just pull him up on the board. Listen to the garden guy.
Transmit.
But you can introduce it.
I could.
This is Wheeze, and here's the garden man.
Yep. We'll see you at 10 o'clock.
We'll see you at 10 o'clock.
Thanks for listening.
For sign off.
I hope he sure gives us stuff away.
Who's going to be the A-lister? Now, I don't know. I really don't know. He won't tell me.
Her last name starts with an S.
She.
Yep.
What does she do?
She sings.
Oh, okay. B.S. She sings. Who could it be, Brandy? You know all the hip.
I'm not going to No, I don't. I am not hip at all.
She's going through problems right now.
I would say Britney Spears. That would be the only person I could think of.
You're going to have Britney Spears on the first show.
You wait and see.
Well, we'll see about that.
How about Bartholomew Smudgy?
See? I know a lot of the whole family, the Smudgy family. They do that garden
this
stuff.
This is why the garden show is going to kill you each and every week.
You're going to bite your tongue again. Don't hurt.
Like oh, that hurt.
I know.
Don't make fun of that. That's very dangerous.
We'll check it out on the break.
The Wheeze Show, every Saturday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. First guest, B.S.
Yes.
You got it.
Really?
That'll give you time to get out of it in case. She's in a hospital now, isn't she? I read that somewhere.
Who?
Your first guess, Britney Spears is in a mental ward.
I didn't say that to
her. You asked me to guess.
Well, that's the only BS I know.
I don't they let know her out.
They let her out?
Yes.
Just in time to do the Wheeze Show on May the 4th?
Maybe.
See, Charlie is more up to date on pop culture than I am.
Because he Snapchats.
We do know who one of your first guests will be. It's your wife, Jennifer, will be here live in studio.
I got to find a wife named Jennifer.
And then you'll have a giveaway that week.
Yes.
And so we've got 2 weeks to build this up, so over the next couple weeks, we'll know more. You're going to tell us beforehand who is who, right?
Yes, I will.
Who BS is?
Yes. I think BS is on the phone.
Yeah, we're full of BS today. Go ahead, caller.
I'm just guessing Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand.
That's a good guess.
Oh, she's a good singer. That would be fun.
Can you have her a singer? Hey, good guess, caller. Will you listen to the Wheeze Show, or do you like the Garden Man?
Man.
I'm going to listen to the Wheeze Show.
Thank you.
There you go.
That's all we need, one.
Well, you got one.
He's going to be alone now.
Yep.
Man.
And you know he's got family. He'll get him to listen.
Barbara Streisand. That's a good guess, too. But I don't think you would know anybody who knew Barbara Streisand. That doesn't seem up your alley.
I've seen one of her movies, like Beaches. No, that's Bette Midler.
Yes.
But I think you might know some people in mental hospitals, and that's where Britney Spears has been hanging out. So I think that's
a
possibility.
The odds are better there. That's true.
So the Weasel Show will be on Saturday mornings, May the 4th, until sign-off, which the way you do subjects will probably be the following week.
So we'll stay on solid.
We have this ongoing thing because we have no secrets
here.
Told you
we had a thing.
You have, when he was on WNCI, The Wheeze, he was kind of provocative and raunchy. And I've said you can't be provocative and raunchy
on
this
station.
You can't do it. So I have a little trepidation. It's going to be one of those moments.
You think this will be a one-hit wonder?
I hope not. I hope not.
I think it'll be just not.
What are you
going
to talk about? You're going to have your wife on. You're going to have BS. You're going to have a giveaway.
We have different things that we're going to do, try. There are going to be things out in the community that people need to get and bring in. It'll be fun.
Have you thought about Cinco de Mayo Eve? You're going to be doing it? You're going to be right on Cinco de Mayo Eve?
Mm-hmm. I'm up on all my Spanish numbers.
You're going to have Mexican food in here that day?
Yes.
Salsa
Dora
and chips?
With your kids?
What?
You've watched Dora with
your kids? Yeah, I have. Dora, though. She's cute. That new movie's out. It could be her.
Dora is of Latino descent.
Dora the Explorer?
I don't watch Dora the Explorer.
Dora the Explorer.
Do you know Dora the Explorer?
Yeah, I watched every episode.
I've never seen any of that.
When my kids were young.
Okay. I like Handy Manny, too. He'd be fun on Cinco.
Gotcha.
Handy Manny.
You could, well, who,
kids.
Julio Iglesias. You could have him on.
I like his
son.
Yeah.
Julio Iglesias Jr.
That ping pong song's good.
I don't know.
And there's going to be song parodies?
Yes. We'll start day one with those.
Which you have permission to use?
Yes.
Nobody, save all your emails. Don't send them to me. Send them to him. I don't
have an email address yet.
You have one. Wheeze at WWGH1071.com. Adam,
Charlie's gonna
start working
listen.
On that.
I can see
Adam, start working on the Wheeze.
Okay.
But honest to God, I don't want to read any emails about you, so I'm just going to forward them straight to you.
Okay. Some of them might have attachments.
All right.
I got messages about Weasel Boy.
Oh, what was that?
From the last show.
What'd you get?
People just asking me about, I'm sorry, I don't know anything about you. And
don't worry.
I've never
you're safe. You're fine.
We don't care.
You won't need treatment.
People were asking me all kinds of questions about.
Like what? Like he's raunchy, right? They think he's raunchy.
That is what they thought. They asked
that's the whole
that
thing.
Was my job, but I'm not. Did you say he is very nice?
I did. I did say he was very nice to me.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know you
who
well enough
people?
To do weird stuff.
Who are these people? Who are these people? Who are these people asking you about the Weaves?
A lot of people. She said there's a whole list of them.
I'm not going to say their names
go
on
ahead.
Air.
So, but they all just, hey, you were with the Weaves, and he's raunchy, and that was it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they were asking me.
He's a scum.
Yeah, I can't really say the words that they were using.
What? Oh, what words were they using?
Well, they're...
What did they begin with?
Rhyme them.
D.
D?
There's a song that its lyrics get misinterpreted all the time.
Oh, okay, I know what. You can't say that word on the air.
What's it rhyme with? Charlie, tell Charlie, he'll say it.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we got it.
The bag thing. Yeah.
So this on Friday now will be happening. And then on Saturday, if you haven't had enough.
It'll carry over. It's like a hangover.
You can tune in Saturday morning, but not this Saturday. Remember, May the 4th, Cinco de Mayo Eve will be the launch.
Okay.
And there's other big announcements between now and then that will pertain to that particular program.
Okay.
Because as we head into, it's going to be Amazing May here on WWGH Radio. Stuff going on that'll just make your head spin, Charlie.
Well, at least I'm sure we've got everybody curious enough now. Everybody's going to tune in.
Or out to those other programs. That
what
you guys
will
listen?
Happen to the Garden Man that morning?
Well, he'll be back the following week.
Garden Man. So one episode will get a good push.
We'll work out an agreement. You're off that way, and then I'll.
You'll rotate with the Garden Man.
Yeah. Well, at least you know if I don't work out, just pot him up.
Yeah. Well, we're all looking forward to that. Well, we should do something. We blew this whole show this week talking about the big announcement, but that's it. If you're just tuning in, the announcement is the Weeze, which rhymes with sleaze, by the way. I just thought about that. I didn't...
That's sleaze. Permission right
sleaze.
There.
Sleaze.
Wow.
The sleaze.
Sleaze.
The Weeze is sleaze. With a Z.
With a Z.
Yeah.
Sleaze. The Weeze.
You're about to get tons more comments about, do you guys get along in real life?
No, the answer is no.
Yes,
I can tell
we
you.
Do.
We don't get along in
we
real
are on
life.
The verge of taking your nightly walks together.
We're not going anywhere together.
You asked me out during the last show.
No, but we're not going.
Because you bit
well,
your tongue
going,
and you can't eat anything
going.
Salty. Charlie will
Well, people
go.
Thought for a long time that Brandy and I didn't like each other.
You don't.
I know, but I didn't want people to know that.
Brandy texted me and said, oh, I got to come in again.
This is like the Barbara Walters thing. I just use people, and when I'm done with them, it's
You're
over,
fine.
And
yeah,
we
we're
go
like
ahead.
Paper.
There you go.
I will write a tell-all.
Yeah.
Have no fear.
That I went around yelling at people. Woo.
Until he bit his tongue.
Until I bit my tongue, and then that was the end of it. Oh, no, we got to do this, though, because last week, the Weeze announced he wanted to run for mayor, and Brandy researched this, so go ahead, Brandy, hit it.
I'm sorry. You cannot run for mayor.
Yes, I can. Wait, that's not what you sent me.
There are
I just have to live here.
You just have to live here.
Right before, I'll get a place.
For the entirety of your term. So, yes, if you want to move to Marion,
okay. But you can,
that has to
you
be
can,
your place of residence.
Am I right
do
about
you live in Marion, Brandy?
Am I, oh, God.
I'll just rent a place from Brandy.
What about one of your friends? Would they want the Weeze?
There is an abandoned house right on my block. You are welcome to come squat.
See, that's fine. But done.
The raccoons would love you.
Where does the mayor live? There's that abandoned house down there over in that block.
Does it have water? Do you...
I can
improve
there.
It.
I don't know.
Oh,
like,
God.
I can quid pro quo stuff from people. I'm mayor.
Anyway, you're going to have a Mueller report before you know it. You start quid pro quoing. Now the
mine will be 500 pages though.
Here's the deal. Hold on.
You're gonna make someone
so Weeze can Sorry. Run for mayor and not live here. But if he were elected, then he's gotta live here. That's
yes.
the deal.
From
That's...
day one, you have to live here
right.
for the entirety of your term.
I will. I'll just go back to my old house in Fair Park. I'm sure that family's
So
nice.
Now are you serious though? Because you know the Marion Star is listening today.
Well, why wouldn't I wouldn't say it unless I
Okay.
Excuse you.
Yeah.
No. I'm calling into his show to ask his wife what she thinks
Jennifer?
Of him running for
Her name's not Jennifer.
Heather.
You're going to confuse me when I get home.
Yeah. Is she still listening? No, she tuned out a long time ago.
Oh, this is compelling.
Okay, so Dewey's can run for mayor. That's what we've learned. And May 4th will be the debut show.
Do you want to work with me on the... I don't think she wants to work
with me. I think I have a previous commitment.
Oh, there you go.
I appreciate your honesty. Scott would like send me around the whole...
No, ask me if I can be on that morning.
No, I won't do
it. No, I wouldn't even... Wouldn't even entertain it. Okay.
Send me your policy information and I'll consider it.
I have Geico.
At your policy?
I don't know the number yet.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to come sit in the studio that morning just to make sure that things come off okay.
Wow.
We can't do that the first show.
No, I'm not going to be on the air. I'm just going to sit in the office.
Oh.
And during the breaks, if you do anything wrong, I'll come in here and strangle you.
Okay.
I'll get to meet Jennifer again, and we can patch up this whole confusion that her and I have.
She'll have to bring in her birth certificate, because I'm almost positive it says Heather on there.
I want to see the birth certificate.
Okay. It's a birther movement.
All right. Let's talk. By the way, we're not going to talk about it, but we did talk about it during the break. The Mueller report's out. Whatever you think, it dominated the news yesterday. And I just want to ask this, because I do think, just for posterity, I'm going to do this quick. Knowing what we know now, do you think the Democrats will impeach before the end of Trump's term? What do you think, Wheeze?
I would have said no from yesterday. They said just vote him out if that's what.
Okay, so you say no. You say it won't happen.
I don't think so.
What do you think, Brandy?
I don't know. I hope so.
So you think it will happen? Okay. Charlie?
No, I don't think it's going to happen. I think if they propose or go ahead with it, try again impeachment, we would have riots all over the United States from Trump supporters.
I think we will have
thousands.
I think we will have riots, but I do think they'll impeach. I don't think they'll remove because the Senate won't do it, but I don't think after that 400-page document that they fought so hard to get and are even subpoenaing the unredacted part that they cannot not impeach because they'll look like they're letting somebody get away with something. So I think they'll impeach. I think he won't be removed, and I think that's what will happen.
Okay, I wrote that down.
Yeah, but mark that down. Now, that's that. So we need to do some other stories. Well, we can do this one. Tiger Woods made a big comeback last week, won the Masters. We all thought he was left for dead.
I felt good for him.
Yes, 11 years after his wife beat him up with a golf club, he was not able to do anything after he had like these... It was like 50 affairs or something. I mean, that was a bad time for him.
Yeah, it was quite a few. He had quite a good job.
Yeah, he had 50 affairs. Saturday mornings, May the 4th, he had all these affairs. He never got his career back in line after he got beat up. His wife really beat him up with a golf club. I mean,
wasn't that
the story? Yeah, that she found out about the affairs and took it to him.
Yeah, but wasn't he on drugs instead, like pills?
We don't know. But his career was derailed after that. And then here, 11 years later, like rising from the Phoenix, nobody thought he could do it, and he did.
And did you see the crowd he drew?
Well, of course. We love a comeback story in America. We love to beat you down and then see you come back.
You're talking about Trump now?
Well, he's got a good chance.
Not to beat him down?
Well, he's been beat down. Yeah. Now, can he come back? Bill Clinton was able to.
Yes,
Bill Clinton got beat down, and he was able to come back. Nixon...
What's the difference?
Kind of came back. Between Nixon and Trump?
No, Trump and...
Clinton?
And Clinton.
Clinton was only impeached for one thing, and it wasn't conspiracy. It was lying under oath. Trump would be impeached for 400 pages of stuff. And I'm not saying he should be. That's not my opinion.
And
I'm just saying this is what I think will happen.
I'm saying he should be.
At a cost of $20 million for those 400-some pages. But you say that all the...
Paul Manafort's tax
money.
That
money didn't necessarily go into just to pay that $20 million. That went into the United States Treasury.
Charlie, do you not think that if the president is corrupt, that we should, in fact, spend money to investigate, find this out, and therefore take him to task?
Was it worth the $20 million?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
400 pages. We know why it took so long now. That was quite a detailed, accurate report, I think.
Well, it took him 2 years. It should.
Well,
can you imagine working 2 years and only coming up with 400 pages?
In part because they were destroying evidence and trying to prevent him from doing his job. That's part of the reason it took so long.
See, I tried to avoid this story. I just wanted to see if we were going to get him impeached. That's all I wanted to do, which I don't necessarily think. He won't be removed from office, so everybody can rely on that fact. So it's going to be the election. And by the way, did you see who's raised the most money on the Democratic side? Bernie Sanders has raised more than anybody else.
But he'll never get far because of his... who did we have for Marion that ran on the same type of ticket for six times?
Norman Thomas.
Yeah. Where did he get? Another day over and a dollar in debt.
But Bernie's not running as a socialist. He's running for the Democratic nomination. Norman Thomas ran as a socialist.
Yeah, but Bernie's running on his proposals. And his proposals are... socialism.
Well, yeah,
we're not ready for that. It might sound good.
I don't. Biden's supposed to announce this week, and I just think he should just stay home.
He'd be a lost cause.
He's toxic. He should not do this because as soon as he's in there, they're going to beat him above the head and shoulders so bad, and it's going to be over for him quick.
Well, he's a nice guy.
Haven't they beat over the?
Well, Buttigieg, they love Buttigieg. Yeah. Good Lord.
He's getting plenty of flack, I think.
What bad things have they said about him? I've never seen such a honeymoon period with somebody.
Oh, my goodness. There have been so many people coming out and saying that he's rubbing his relationship with his husband in people's faces, that it's gross and disgusting.
Well, you're always going to have people who say that when it comes to homosexuality, but that's not the media. I'm talking he's been honeymooned by the media. They're not attacking him for anything.
That is true.
Matter of fact, what was that thing last weekend? CNN covered it bell to bell, him announcing he was running for president. He announced like 2 months ago. What was that?
I've been very confused by the announcements because I feel like there have been several people who have come out and announced, and then... months later, everybody's like, look, they're announcing their candidate. I'm like, what?
I think he just drew a bigger crowd. He did. That's what happened.
That's what it was.
And he got the coverage. No, first time nobody cared. But he's got his own problems. There's nobody on that Democratic side that I've seen so far who doesn't have trouble. That Beto,
I think the most part is an ego trip by these people announcing
you've got to have a big ego to run for president. To think that you could, especially that Beto, did you see what he said? He said, what'd he say? You know, Brandy. What'd he say in the magazine?
You don't, Brandy.
I don't.
Yes, you
Brandy
do.
Brandy knows.
No, you were the one that read it.
He said something like, I was born to do this. Now, see, somebody who says that immediately, I'm a little shaky with him.
I'm going to have to look
at. You were born to do this?
You don't like the confidence. Maybe he's just passionate about it. Maybe that's what he's saying.
But no, who thinks they're born to do something?
Oh, come on. Donald Trump has been out there saying that he's the only man in the world that can save the United States.
Well, maybe he is. I don't know. Maybe he is.
Oh, yeah. He's doing a bang-up job.
Well, what has he done wrong for the people so far?
Well... there have been lots of things that he's done wrong.
Name a couple.
He's given tax breaks to the rich.
All the rich. Oh, it's always tax breaks to the rich, not the middle class. It's always the rich. But who employs more people, the middle class or the rich?
They're not employing people. That's not what they're doing with the money. They're lining their own pockets with it, and then they're laying people off.
Oh, okay.
That's what they're doing with it.
All right.
Have you ever had a fist fight in here?
It's coming close today. I can on
who,
good
this
Friday.
This is why people think we don't like each
this
other.
This religious
who
holiday.
Who are the people in Marion that come under that category of rich?
How much does the mayor
or who's pay? In the middle class?
Oh, 80%.
I don't know if that's true.
Who's rich? I mean, there are rich people.
I'm not saying anyone's rich.
I don't want to say any names because
even falls into
we have rich people,
class.
But I don't know that they would want to be pointed out as rich.
If I was a rich person with an industry under me looking for a place to go, and I picked up the Marion Star today that said Marion is beleaguered by all the sex crimes, would you bring your industry here with your family?
Well, that's the news. I mean, what are they going to report?
I know it's the news, but good grief.
There isn't a town in the United States that doesn't have problems.
No, they all have problems.
You have to look at you have to weigh the costs and benefits.
But we've even hired a policeman that just deals with sex crimes.
Well, I don't think we hired her. I think she was promoted to detective.
Well, whatever.
It's not a new position.
Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. But I don't know. I just think that, you know, there are rich people here, people who do well, but you don't want to say their names.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, see, there you go. But let's move away from that for a second, because we've got 10 minutes left here, and let's cover something funny or a little lighter than the stuff that we've been on. Did anybody say anything about Tiger Woods, by the way?
Yes, we did.
What do you want us to say?
Huh?
You talked about his wife beating him up.
Well, his wife did beat him up, but I'm saying that it's a good story. It's a good comeback story that he was able to overcome all that sort of thing. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
What he did.
Like,
11
I'm not
years.
Sure. Yeah.
11 years.
I guess everybody deserves a second.
Everybody deserves a second chance.
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's what...
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too. So, now, another story we're going to cover this week. Now, this will go to the people who, you know, I don't know if this is true or not, but... they say that smiling, literally the act of smiling, makes you happier. Is that true?
It exercises more muscles in your face than frowning does.
Right, but apparently, like, the dopamine in your head is released to make you feel better when you smile. That you don't need, I guess you do if you're severely depressed, but, you know, if you really just want to feel better, you just smile.
But you have to mean what you're smiling about.
Do you?
I don't think you do.
Well, try to smile
to the
and
study,
see.
I think
smile. See what happens.
Do you feel better? See?
Just try to smile. See what happens to you.
I have to mean it.
You have to mean it?
Yeah, I don't waste my dopamine.
Okay.
Oh,
smile, but, Scott.
Yeah.
You feel but I think, I think you do feel better when you smile. I think you feel better when you laugh.
Yeah. He flew me in a helicopter, and we visited schools in Marion County a long time ago, raising money for the. We raised money for the new hangar for the helicopter at the Sheriff's Department. We had pig roasts to raise money.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you should have seen the kids' eyes when we landed at different schools. Kids, oh, boy. Yeah, that was...
Do you still fly the helicopter?
No, I'm too old for that.
Yeah. Oh.
Shoot.
You want a helicopter?
He was about to recruit you.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. Well, you got that big show coming up.
I know. We could
May
fly
4th,
in.
Cinco de Mayo Eve.
We could land it in the parking lot.
Do you think smiling makes you happier, though?
Yeah.
Because we did that story a few weeks ago about how now what they're saying is you're either born happy or you're not. You're born that way. If
and
you're
Scott
depressed.
Says I'm not born happy.
Oh, you got that right.
You seem like you're happy.
Does she?
Yeah. She always has a smile on.
See, it's always, it's perception.
It's a facade.
But, I mean, do you think you are born that way or that it does come with
emotion.
Time?
You have a central nervous system.
No, that it's genetics. That it's just all
genetics. Yeah, maybe.
I think it's both. I think, I think all of it works together to inform what a person becomes and who they are.
Is that right?
I don't, yeah.
No, probably. I don't think.
Randy, yes.
No. I think your brain is formed by genetics, just like most things that deal with you, your personality, blah, 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 blah. And I think feeling happy probably does start when you're born.
But your brain isn't fully formed until you are an adult.
But your genetics doesn't change.
You're forming all kinds of connections. And there are also studies that show that people who have depression, it's partly because they have formed neural pathways that keep them in that circular loop of negative thought and emotion. So if you can break out of those neural pathways and form new ones, then...
It's like a payday loan in your brain.
They didn't tell me all that. I had an MRI of my brain...
You did.
...a week ago.
Yes.
And you know what the results were, other than a couple of things that looked like I might have had a stroke at one time, a minor stroke. They said, I need a hearing aid.
That's what they came up with for an MRI.
Yeah.
After $30,000 later, you need a hearing aid.
Are you going to get one?
No.
Okay, well.
He doesn't want to hear us.
No.
Yeah, good point. I wouldn't either.
I can't afford a hearing aid. And here we are right below.
Yeah, we're right below it.
They would give him one.
They might. I don't think hearing aids are that expensive now.
Does
I think
it have to be
lot...
new? Do you
the
care?
Thing is, I can hear the right frequency out of my ear that I normally don't hear a regular conversation. I can hear my smartphone. I can hear my dog barking. No problem.
Hmm.
Now, what's...
High pitches. Must be high pitches.
No, I think it's low pitches.
No, a dog's bark is a high pitch.
Dog you have.
Not my cell phone, though, or my smartphone.
I think cell phones operate on a higher frequency.
You should have a dog bark out of your cell phone.
See if you hear it.
Yeah. I had the birds. I've got a bird app. I can listen to birds and hear everyone, you know, high pitched.
So what else did this MRI show? Just that you
had? I might have had a minor stroke, but I don't know.
Long time
ago. I don't recall.
No.
You probably didn't.
They say that a lot now when they look at people's brain. Like you go check, when you get your eyes checked, they'll say, well, you might have had a stroke.
I had my eyes checked just 3 days ago.
Did they see a stroke?
No. They surprised me. They said, we find no diabetes in your eyes.
It's good.
That's a good sign.
That is a good sign. One more story before we wrap this one up this week with 5 minutes left to go. Now, this has happened before, but do you find when you go out, well, it's weird that this was on the paper today. Traveling with your in-laws apparently is not a good thing to do. That a lot of people don't like their in-laws, and it causes a lot of friction in the relationship or the marriage because the son or the daughter, that's mom and dad, and they don't want to leave them off the trip. But the in-law doesn't necessarily like mom or dad as well, and they don't want to spend vacations with them. So apparently what I was reading is that there is this friction now about in-laws, that they want to be a part of everything, and sometimes they're not wanted to be a part of everything.
I think you can go on vacation, but have your space. As long as you don't do everything with each other, then you could do that.
You said in hour number one that you don't even talk to your in-laws.
See, so it's fine.
I remember that. He said he talked to them in spirit, but they're still alive.
Yeah, but they're still... What happened?
I can't say that.
Okay.
We were almost on Cops.
I don't think going on vacation with anybody you don't like is a good plan. That
but do you dislike your in-laws?
No.
Do you?
No, I don't dislike my in-laws.
You wouldn't say it if you did.
No, I love my in-laws. They...
She put her hand on her chest.
I don't have hardly any family left, and they've been very wonderful to me.
Would you want to go on vacation with them?
I'm trying to think if I ever have been on vacation. We don't
really.
Depends
on
really
how much money they have.
That's right. If they're paying for the vacation, if they're paying, then we'll go. Now, Charlie, did you like going on vacation with your in-laws?
Any day. In fact, we're planning on doing that this year again.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now, when your wife's mother and father were around, did you like going with places with them?
No, they didn't enjoy doing vacationing like that.
So, yeah. But going with your daughter's people, you like.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think that's different, too. You know, because you're going with them, and I think that's more of a friendship thing than your in-laws.
Well, my son-in-law.
Well, the question is, does the son-in-law like going vacationing with Charlie?
I think so. He does. I think so.
Let's call him up.
I've met him.
He's the one that got me to go to the hospital to get fixed up.
Oh,
because, that's right.
Because he kept mentioning vacation. Really? No,
you don't
kidding.
Want to miss the
better
vacation.
Now,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'd probably been dead if it hadn't been for him.
There you go.
This show would be different.
This show would be different. Yeah. We'd mean more new people.
Yeah.
But thank God, Charlie will be around forever. I was talking about this earlier this week because somebody announced they were retiring in Marion Radio after a long period of time. And Charlie will never retire. You're just not the retiring type.
Well, he'll die at the mic.
Die at the mic. That's what I think. You should die at the mic.
Oh, Saturday morning from 7:15 to 10.
Yeah. That'll kill that gardening show. We'll put that gardening show in its place. So just to recap before we wrap this one up, and Charlie comes on here at 1 o'clock. What's going on today, Charlie? Giveaways?
Giveaways, yeah.
Giveaways,
I've got some interesting questions.
That'll be good, coming up in about 10 minutes. What are you doing for Easter, Charlie?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Don't know yet?
He's going to church tonight.
Church tonight.
Well,
Sunday,
yeah,
we don't know. Church service in the morning.
But a bunch of us going to get together on Sunday.
Good.
We got to find out where.
That's right. You got to find a place. Most places are open now, though. Not many people close for Easter anymore.
Is that right?
All the restaurants are open. Yeah.
Well, some of them take... You've got to put your name in ahead of time. Yeah.
Mother's Day coming up. That's the biggest day.
Oh, that is
the
biggest.
Is that really?
Yeah. Okay, Brandy, what do you got? What are you doing for Easter?
Going to my mother-in-law's house.
Oh.
Say hello. What are you doing, Wheeze?
I think I'm going to my mom's
mom's
house. We're
going
to take all the kit. Yep, we're going to do the Easter egg. What are you doing?
Well, that's none of your business. It'll
that's
be
not
a
how that works.
Big Easter egg hunt.
Yes.
Yeah, are you going to get the egg? Do you use real eggs or do you use those plastic eggs?
We try and use the real ones and the kids get it all over them.
Oh, okay.
No, we use the plastic. Well, they hard-boiled the things, too, but I don't think you can eat those.
No, there was
they
a whole
up.
Thing yesterday on the radio about deviled eggs. I cannot make deviled eggs.
My wife
always,
makes the best deviled eggs you could ever eat.
I break the membrane part of it when I'm trying to take the shell off.
Because you manhandle the egg.
No, I just when you crack it, it falls apart.
I don't know either, Charlie. I don't have
you
problem
done
making
it?
Deviled eggs. Yeah, I you make them
never,
every...
Oh, you're perfect. I forgot. Excuse me.
I'm not
I
perfect,
told you.
Everything I do
my
wrong.
Husband will eat.
There's methods of boiling eggs and then putting them in ice cold water. And
well, somebody told me yesterday to put them under cold water. I didn't know about
you
that.
You have to get not fresh eggs.
Old eggs.
They can't be, really, really slow.
How do you know if they're fresh or not?
You put them in water, right? And if it floats...
Oh, but that doesn't... I mean, whether they've been laid recently...
I can usually tell.
If you're buying them at the store, they've not been laid recently.
Well, on that certainly church note for the big Easter holiday.
I guess I've been doing this whole bunny thing
wrong. Oh, my God. And we had to worry about the weesh. Boy, this one will never pass. Okay. So, Saturday morning.
I don't know now.
May the 4th.
Oh, yes.
If you're not listening to the Garden Man. 7 to 10.
Reconsidering.
Giveaways.
Celebrities, yeah, a lot of fun interaction. Yeah,
with the initials BS.
BS.
So we all have come to the belief that it's Britney Spears because she's out of the mental hospital.
Or Barbara Streisand.
It's all the same deal.
All right. Well, we had fun today. Charlie will be coming up here in 10
you
minutes.
You can tell how long your leg.
What?
I'm talking. I'm trying to wrap the show up.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking about this.
And he'll be here every Friday now. The Wheeze will be with us. Charlie, Brandy, and the Wheeze. Sounds like a 70s band.
70s what?
Band. Yeah. All right. Have a great Easter. Charlie Evers is coming up in 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
Rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.